I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. We all know the saying, you are what you eat. So what you put in your body affects your outer appearance. And today we'll be focusing on eating for beauty with Elizabeth Ten Houghton, beauty and skincare expert and author of the wonderful book, Cooking Well, Beautiful Skin. Cooking Well, Beautiful Skin harnesses the scientifically proven benefits of antioxidants for skin health, providing you with the tools necessary for achieving glowing, radiant skin from the inside out. Cooking Well provides delicious and easy-to-follow recipes high in antioxidants to achieve a beautiful and radiant complexion. In addition to the 75-plus antioxidant-rich recipes designed to improve your skin health from within, you will learn all about the importance of sleep and meditation and journaling. And Elizabeth, I want to thank you so much for being on It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm really happy to be on your show.
Yeah, you know, before the show we were talking about the importance of eating whole foods, and it makes such a difference. And I eat a couple avocados every day, and I have yams for breakfast. And, you know, I'm wondering, Elizabeth, when did you first get interested in the connection between what you eat and how you look on the outside?
Well, I've always grown up caring about healthy foods. I was raised that way. We just sort of always had healthy food at the table and didn't have ice cream in the house. And then I started realizing the connection between health and beauty and the healing benefits of food and that are also beautifying, and that connection, which I really believe that beauty and health are synonymous.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Yeah, and just the value of antioxidants and how that they're responsible for basically preventing all the free radicals from oxidizing and showing the aging process. It prevents disease. And since, you know, the human body is not capable of producing our own antioxidants, we really need to seriously take weight in what we put into our bodies and pick the right foods.
Yeah, now tell us, what are some of the right foods that are highest in antioxidants that you've seen actually in your clients and in yourself make a difference in their skin?
Well, I know that carrots are extremely rich in vitamin A. They're one of the richest sources of carotenoids, as a matter of fact, which is, you know, beneficial from everything from cardiovascular benefits to blood sugar regulation, cancer fighting, as all that encompasses all antioxidants, just as the anti-inflammatory benefits as well. But you know, and of course, you want to eat this with the skins on. All of the nutrients are in the skin. So I actually really like to cook with raw carrots. Just wash them well, and they're wonderful in salads. I have a great tofu salad with carrots and ginger. In fact, ginger is another one, another great food. It helps eliminate gastrointestinal distress. It's also anti-nausea. It just helps everything. You know, every food has its own purpose and its own, you know, distinct value for a functioning system in our body that we can really benefit from. Grapefruits. I love grapefruits. So these are foods that I love, and then mm-hmm. I recognize the value in them, and then I love them more. And then, you know, I focus on different, you know, but I love berries and pomegranates and all of those, are antioxidants, and they're natural free radical fighters, and they're beautiful and delicious, and all these berries, and they give you a boost of energy because they've got natural sugar, you know, and they help maintain a healthy, beautiful skin. I mentioned grapefruits. Those are grapefruit, you know, grapes, as a matter of fact, grapefruit, really rich in vitamin C, which, again, cardiovascular benefits. It's just like a powerhouse antioxidant. Vitamin C is so important. And, of course, we're going to get vitamin C. Everything. There's vitamin C. It's just it's everywhere, but particularly in these carotenoid foods like grapefruits and carrots and all of the other things I mentioned. Carrots, of course, really strong in vitamin A, which is also an anti-acne fighting vitamin.
Really?
So, yeah, if you're you know, suffering from some, you know, mild acne, you know, not like hardcore intense cystic acne, of course I'm going to say go to your dermatologist, mm-hmm. right? But if you're, you know, having a flare-up, try focusing on eating, you know, some carrots, because the vitamin A is incredible, and that is really acne fighting. I have beauty bites as well in my book, and one of them apple cider vinegar, which is really rich in vitamin A, and I kind of mash that up with carrots, really intense, and bentonite clay, and mix it all together. It's a great mask. So there's benefits for, that's another beautiful thing about food, is they have this dual power purpose, or you can put them on your skin,
yeah.
and reap the benefits, right? And then and also reap the benefits inside. And fish, I have to mention the omega-3 fatty acids. And there's a lot of zinc in that as well. And that plays key roles in the production of skin collagen, which keeps our skin elastic and youthful to maintain a naturally perky, peachy complexion, you know? So, in fact, the color in like the salmon and shellfish actually is people think that's why we have a people. By people, I mean scientists. So, you know, it kind of gives you like a more peachy complexion, so a more glowy complexion. So that's another important food. And, of course, you've got your green vegetables. I want to recommend the darkest you can find. Also dark orange vegetables. You know, people forget about that. Like you mentioned earlier, your yams, you know, I'm sure that's why your skin is glowing. Yeah, yams, those dark orange vegetables. That's your vitamin A and iron. And iron is really great, like, you know, under your eyes, if sometimes it's getting a little dark, that could be an iron deficiency. So you want to focus on your green vegetables, and it, you know, contributes also vitamin A, which I love. Obviously, I'm talking a lot about vitamin A. It contributes to the formation of new cells. So we're talking about keeping your skin, your hair, your eyes beautiful, shiny, bright. You know, if your diet lacks in vitamin A, it's really going to show in your skin. You could appear more dull, dry, flaky, and it can actually worsen acne, lacking in vitamin A. So, you know, you want to have your spinach, your kale, your broccoli. These are all wonderful sources for vitamin A.
Oh, that's great. You know, the one mistake that I made years ago is I would drink too much carrot juice, and everyone said, are you
turn orange?
Funny? Yeah, you see funny.
Were your hands turning? Yeah, the palms of your hands can turn orange. That's really a real thing because the carrots.
Yeah, I went a little too far, but I do love I do love carrots, and I do love carrot juice. And actually, speaking of delicious food and you're cooking well, I made your scallop and beet tower, which was
I love scallops.
And I love beets, and the antioxidant trail mix. Now beets, wow, there's a rich color there. And don't you have some kind of lipstick recommendation for using? Was it beet or pomegranate? I think it was pomegranate.
You know what?
Actually.
It was pomegranate, but hey, you know what? Beets can make a beautiful stain. Seriously, you just take the juice of it, dip it in a little lip brush, and just paint it on. That will definitely stain your lips. You might want to use some Blistex or some kind of a waxy emollient, even Vaseline, to kind of give it a little bit of a shine so it doesn't appear too flat. And that's your own little homemade beauty natural lipstick.
That's nice. Now, speaking of that, you have a whole, I mean, you can have an at-home spa, and I'm really excited about in September I'm going to be coming to New York, and we're going to be actually doing some of these things, and I'm excited for It's Your Health TV, and I'm going to be putting them on my face.
I'm super excited.
I'm so happy to do that. Now, for now, I eat a lot of avocados, which I mentioned. Now, I know there is some sort of avocado mask you can use. If you can tell us a little bit about that and what that is, why that's good for your skin.
Absolutely. The avocados are, you know, rich, again, in vitamin C, which is wonderful, as we mentioned, for all of the reasons. And if I have a mask where you literally take a raw avocado. This is another reason why I want to point out the foods in their natural state are so impressive. You just take a natural avocado, mash it up, like whip it, like till it's whipped. You know, you can even beat it if you wanted. And apply, we're talking very thin, 1/4 inch, directly on your face, the actual avocado. That's the mask. And it's really hydrating. They have that's the main benefit, is the hydration. And as we all know, you know, pollutants, just the air environment, stress, all of these are toxins that can, you know, dry up our skin, and we want to always replenish it and have it look supple and youthful, and that's one way.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I'll have to try that. I have some on the counter, and I'm thinking I'll have to I'll eat half.
Yeah, really. No, it's a great thing. It is, and it's funny because when I'm doing my beauty bites, I'm not looking at the food as like, okay, am I gonna eat half of it and then put half of it on my face? Like you could do that, you know what I mean? But I really take it like to the spa level and set up all my little things and really just relax. And you mentioned about, you know, meditation and relaxing and finding that balance. And if you're going to do a whole spa, you've got to really, you know, set yourself some time, the bath, you know. You can take some frozen grapes under your eyes. And the skin under your eyes is, you know, sensitive, so you don't want to, you know, an ice cube is going to melt down your face and be too cold. But frozen grapes hold their shape. And you could take, like, a cool washcloth to hold them in place and just have your head tilted back and in the bath. And that's a really great under-eye depuffer.
Oh, that sounds nice. So, and my grandmother used to love frozen grapes. She always used to put them in her freezer. She would have loved the eye trick, I don't think.
Oh, she would love it. Yes. Did she like Concord grapes? Because those are like the best frozen.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a popsicle. It's just delicious. Yeah, I love that.
Now, it is summertime, and I am one of those women, unlucky women, I should say, who, and see, I'm very honest on my show. I have cellulite, and let me tell you, I'm in great shape. I can work out till the cows come home. It's just a genetic thing. I just want to emphasize to everybody that it seems
to be. No, you're.
Now, you
it
have
is,
a. What is there anything? I mean, I never trust those over the counter creams. I just, but is there something that can help?
You know, what a lot of the the ingredient is caffeine. So oddly enough, just there are certain things that when you put on your body, they have different effect than when you eat them. For example, we talked just really quick about grapefruits. Yep. When you eat them, grapefruits have a tendency to eliminate things. It's almost like a natural diuretic. It will take things out of your body. But when you apply them as part of a mask or an ingredient topically, ironically, what it does is the opposite. It actually intensifies some of the other ingredients and brings them out more. So that's like an interesting dynamic. And the same thing is with caffeine. If you drink caffeine, it can worsen cellulite.
Really?
It absolutely can. Coffee, soda, all that. I don't drink caffeine. I don't drink coffee. But and that's one of the reasons. And it's also a toxin. And also, I'm not one of those coffee drinkers. I mean, some people really need their cup of coffee, and that's fine. But so when you drink it, it can worsen the cellulite. But conversely, if you were to apply it topically, it helps it. Now, I do have a coffee shea butter with coffee grounds beauty bite, and you mix them up together, and the shea butter is extremely moisturizing. The coffee grounds are given just enough of that, the roughness, that it can give you some circulation. That's the main thing. If you want to fight cellulite, you want to make sure you're getting increased circulation, which is what the caffeine applied topically does. It stimulates the circulation. So also the act of rubbing it in, that's stimulating circulation. So other little things like a skin brush, they sell them at, you know, a million, you know, body markets and grocery stores. And if you, in an upward motion, that promotes, before you get in the shower, that promotes the circulation. So that's another thing that's helpful. Also, we want to make sure that our lymph nodes are all clear. So drinking a lot of water and really flushing out those lymph nodes and not getting anything clogged, you know, that's going to help with the appearance of cellulite as well.
Oh, great. Oh, I'm definitely going to try
so
that.
So that's like a whole cellulite little philosophy.
No, good.
I'm
sure everyone's writing this down. Oh, my goodness. But you got to accept what you got and do the best you can.
Love your body.
Taking
love
care
yourself.
Of yourself. Yes, and eating right, you know, and not getting too hung up on the little things. Now, I'm a huge lover of body scrubs. I love the sugar scrub. I don't know if you like those as well, but I love this with the vanilla scent and the oil. And what's your favorite?
My favorite is one that I love to make is it's just brown sugar and honey. raw organic honey, and you mix it up. You just in the shower is the best place. Just put it in a jar, like an old jar you wash, and keep it in the shower and just grab a handful. And that can be, you know, like I said, just the circulation itself is really helpful. And don't forget the front of your legs where your quadriceps are, because a lot of, you know, we focus on the hamstrings and the buttocks, and we want to get the entire leg. And even your arms, it's just so wonderful. Your décolleté area is another place that women tend to, you know, forget. And it's, you know, when you're wearing those V-necks and you're out there, you want to look all beautiful. So it matters. But that's a great body scrub. That's a great one. It's hydrating at the same time. And like you said, I love the sugar. So the brown sugar, it smells delicious, you know.
Not to mention, bring your partner in with you. I mean, my husband loves it, too. He knows I say things on the show. I mean, it's really great. It's like having your back scratched, you know. If you like having your back scratched and just that, oh, the warm water, it's really very romantic.
Yes, and the honey is, it's like nature's own moisturizer. It's naturally anti-inflammatory, extremely hydrating. So that combined with the brown sugar, the granules for the sake of the scrub, it's just fantastic.
Oh, well, Elizabeth, this has been wonderful. Everyone, Cooking Well, Beautiful Skin. It's a wonderful book. And
Thank you, Lisa.
I am so excited that you came on the show, and I'd love to have you come
back.
You can come back every few months to talk about different recipes and things for being beautiful on the inside and out. Again, eating those whole foods makes a really big difference. And how can people
learn more
about you?
Oh, you can visit my website, which is www.elizabethtenhouten.com, and that's I, you know, post all my media updates and everything that I'm doing, and information about the book and what's in it, and what everything that I'm, you know, my philosophy is all about. It's all on there.
Oh, that's great. And if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. Now, right now on the site, you can click to It's Your Health TV, which is going to, in about a week, it's going to start playing on WZMY TV, which is seen in 3.5 million homes throughout New England. So we're very excited about
that. Yeah, that's exciting.
That.
Yes, wonderful.
And also online. So we're very excited about that. And Elizabeth's going to be on in September. Elizabeth, thank you again. Everyone, have a great day. Eat some whole foods, put them on your face, and take care. Bye-bye.